This is the next front page story. Guilty verdict for ex-officer who shot man. Reported from Minneapolis by the editors of the New York Times. The former police officer who said she mistook her gun for her taser when she fatally shot a man during a traffic stop in a Minneapolis suburb was convicted of 2 counts of manslaughter on Thursday, a rare guilty verdict for a police officer that is likely to send her to prison for years. The jury deliberated across 4 days before agreeing on guilty verdicts for Kimberly Potter, a 49-year-old white woman who testified that she had never fired her gun in her 26 years on the police force in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, until she shot a single bullet into the chest of Dante Wright, a 20-year-old black man who had been driving to a car wash in April. As the verdict was read, Potter remained stoic, looking briefly downward, then toward the jurors, but never crying, as she had when she testified. Judge Regina Chu ordered that Potter be immediately sent to prison, and deputies led her out of the courtroom in handcuffs as one of her relatives shouted, "Love you, Kim." It is unusual for police officers to be convicted in accidental shootings, and jurors heard testimony from several current and former police officers, including 2 put on the stand by prosecutors, who said that Potter had been justified in trying to use her taser or even firing her gun. Wright had been trying to flee from Potter and 2 other officers who were attempting to arrest him on a warrant. At trial, prosecutors conceded that the shooting was an accident, but they argued that Potter had been so reckless that she should be imprisoned. Chu will sentence Potter, who resigned 2 days after the shooting, at a hearing scheduled for February. Wright's parents let out cries in the courtroom as the guilty verdicts were read, and later joined several dozen of Wright's supporters, who celebrated outside of the courthouse in downtown Minneapolis. Today, Minnesota has shown that police officers are not going to continue to pull their gun instead of their taser, Wright's mother, Katie Bryant, said to the supporters. And we made this happen. You made this happen. Dante Wright made this happen. At a news conference after the verdict, Keith Ellison, the Minnesota Attorney General, said he had long believed it would be difficult to win a conviction. Ellison said Potter had gone from being an honored member of a noble profession to being convicted of a serious crime. "I don't wish that on anyone," he said.